All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with the manager of the team from the Kingdom of the Netherlands and also the hitting coach for the San Francisco Giants. Good to see you back, Bam Bam Mullins.
Hi, Marty. Nice to see you again, too. It's good to be back in camp. It was a nice three-week run there with the Classic, but it's time to go back to work now.
Well, last time we spoke, you were getting ready to go. So just for the fans, I know the WBC will be in our rearview mirror because we got 162 big games coming up. But let's go back just a little bit for your experience of going over to Korea and Japan and the way the tournament was run and, my goodness, to handle that team. And you had Ballantyne. Boy, this guy can rake.
Yeah, Marty, it was a good tournament. People came out. They broke all-time record for attendance. They went over a million people this tournament. People in Korea were excited, even though their team didn't do well and didn't advance. People in Tokyo were excited. Their team was playing great. They advanced, obviously, to the final round. Just to see that overseas, how people embrace countries that aren't even their own countries. They clapped us. We had a couple of guys on our team that play over there in Ballantyne and Vandenberg. So they came out to support them, and it was nice to see. It was a little bit of travel, but not too bad. Then we came back to Phoenix. We played a game against the D-backs on the last Saturday. And, then we went to L.A. and ran into a very hot Puerto Rican team. Played a great game, but, ended up losing in the 11 with the tie-breaking lose rule. So, all in all, Ballantyne carried us. He had a great series. He was the MVP of the second round. He should have been the MVP of the whole thing because he hit 650 or something with four home runs, 12 RBIs, scored 10 runs, and, just a great hitter. He's been doing that for years in Japan, and hopefully after this year as a free agent, he's 32 years old, he'll get another shot to come back to the big leagues.
Well, when you left, I told you to take it easy on Israel.
Well, that's what you wanted. Well, they beat us in the first game. First round, the last game in Seoul, 4-2 is a game that we had advanced the night before against Chinese Taipei. Played a great game, won in the bottom of the ninth with a walk-off walk by Profar, and then we got to the hotel around 11 o'clock at night, and the bus was at 8:30 in the morning. The game was at noon, so we had a really short night. The guys were still kind of elated that we advanced, and we kind of celebrated a little bit. But then the game, all of a sudden was on us, and we weren't ready, and we played a little flat, and they beat us 4-2 in that game. But then we advanced to the second round, and I guess we knocked them out 12-1 or something in that game in Tokyo.
All right, Bam Bam with us. All right, a couple of things, and again, the WBC, a huge success, I think. I really believe it was a huge success for the entire world and for the baseball world especially. But there are a couple of rules that I know you had some feelings about, and one is that tie-breaking rule in the 11th inning where you put first and second and nobody out. What do you think of that?
Well, I know this early in the year, Major League Baseball is trying to save the pitching and not hurt guys, and that's why the rule was put in. And in my opinion, if you fought that hard for so long to get to that point, if you have enough pitching left, that's the only thing. We had in that last game in LA, we still had eight guys we could have used in that game, so it was kind of the game is over and you have all these pitchers left in the bullpen, and you have two guys on base that didn't get a hit or a walk or something, so it was kind of weird. And we played the only two games that way, and we lost both. We played one in Tokyo as well and lost to Japan in the first game in that round over there, where we battle, and all of a sudden we lost the game because of the rule. But we had our chances too, and we didn't do anything with it. So the one that inning in Japan, we had first and second outs. We popped up in the infield. I decided not to bunt because I had my hottest hitter up there in Profar. Hitting 500 at a time, and then we had Bogarts and Sam's following. So I took my chance with Profar. He popped it up, and then the last game, I did bunt. And then the next guy hit into double play. So both times it didn't work out for us, but and it did for the other team, and that's how we lost both games.
All right. Well, you're back. You did a great job again, and it put you again on the managerial map, and I know that's something you'd like to see in your future. So congratulations. As I said, everyone's very proud of you to see you out there and be on the big screen. So glad to have you back.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it was fun. It was fun managing our best guys against best guys from other countries, and that's what it's all about. You know, representing the country, and we had fun, and it was a good tournament. And but like you said, you know, I'm happy to be back. You know, we have a season that's going to start here in a week, and I'm happy to be back with the boys. And I'm getting ready this last week is very important. You know, just to fine tune guys and get guys ready for April 2nd.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the guys. You've been back now. You got a good look at them. And what are you seeing? Anyone jumping out to you in any way? I know Pence has struggled down here. Spann's starting to hit. You saw Crawford. Posey saw a lot of them, and they look like they're locked in pretty good. Belt has been, you know, good numbers, but still looking at some strikes. How do you see what's going on down here?
Well, you know, I followed everything every day, and I was in contact with Dak a lot over the course of the time I was away. And, you know, basically, you know, you would like for guys to have success and have numbers anytime they're playing. You know, obviously, this is a preparation part of the season where the numbers really don't count, and you basically want guys to feel good once they leave here to go into the season. And sometimes you overlook the numbers a little bit. I know Pence hasn't shown the numbers, but, you know, he's feeling better. You know, he's coming around. He's hit some balls hard. You know, he was happy to see me the other day. We did some work in the backfield. You know, so just to make sure that, you know, sometimes it's psychological, you know, when you see a guy that's struggling and you just say one or two things that clicks and then it goes from there. But, you know, the main thing right now that people are healthy. You know, they're healthy. They're feeling great. And they're ready to go. So this last week, like I said, is important for them to get some quality of bats in and lock in their rhythm and timing, so when April 2nd comes around, they're ready to produce.
You've done this before.
Yeah, you know, you see a lot of guys sometimes the other way around, having great springs, and then they don't do nothing in the season. You know, and we've had, you know, when we first signed Pagan over here, I remember, and Aoki, I think they both had like two or three hits in camp, and then they both had, you know, great years for us. So Boach knows that. You know, sometimes, you know, you get frustrated seeing the guys failing time after time after time, and while other guys are having a good time hitting, so you say, why isn't he hitting? Why isn't he doing this? Why isn't he doing that? I say, well, relax. You know, it's April 2nd. That's when it comes. That's when you want him to be hitting.
Well, very good impression. I like that. Very good. Bam, bam, very good. Chris Marrero, he's opened up some eyes. You know, you've been in a position like this before as a player. You want to come in and just be on the lips, so to speak, of the evaluators for the whole spring. This kid has kind of, he's 28. He's sort of done it.
Well, you know, the one thing he has is power. You know, when the guy comes in with power like that and he hits the ball over the fence on a regular basis, you know, it obviously is intriguing. You like to see why he didn't get a chance prior to this. You know, is it just spring training? Is it, you know, the quality of pitching he's facing? You know, you go through a few things to figure out if he's, is it for real or not, you know. And obviously, you know, he keeps doing it no matter who's pitching. So, you know, he's going to make the decision stuff on us. I believe he's on the radar to be on this team, and he's done a great job. Another home run last night to straightaway center field. So definitely interesting to see what this guy can do if we have a spot for him. I'm not sure if that's the case, but I've been away. But, you know, I know we'll have some talks here in the next couple of days to see, you know, the final 25, where they're going to be.
Yeah, as I said to him, you're still here, and that's the key, is hanging around and showing people you can hit. All right, Jared Parker has had a nice spring and looks like he's the left fielder.
Right, you know, he's a guy that, you know, you always want to keep the guys that are out of options, you know, especially if they're your own. You know, he's been a prospect for a long time for us. He's, you know, we've seen spurts over the last couple of years that this guy can play at this level. You know, so being consistent and having a nice spring is actually nice for him and nice for us to see that he can do that. You know, he's going to get the bulk of the playing time against righties, you know, and hopefully he can hit some lefties so he can stay in there. But, you know, it's nice to see Park, you know, have a nice spring and actually not make us make another move, you know, because that's sometimes hard to do at this stage of spring where you haven't put somebody else out there. Now you have to put, you know, he's not going to make the team. Now you got to put somebody else out there. But, you know, hopefully he can relax, you know, be himself and have a productive year for us.
Yeah. All right, good to see you back. You're well rested and ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I just dealt with this tooth deal the last couple of days. You know, I'm having a root canal on Monday to get it fixed. But I'm out here. I'm helping the guys, and I'm ready to go.
Well, Belt said he'd rather have a root canal than face Kershaw.
Well, you know, that's, you know, he's had a tough time against.
Figure it out for him.
Well, he's had a tough time. Sometimes it doesn't work against certain pitcher. You know, sometimes you just got to take the day.
Okay. Man, great to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, these sports.